noisy fish sex, tooth fairy inflation, and yet another reason to hate Elon Musk on today's episode of... I just threw my phone. What? I mean, that's not what our show's called.
I just threw my phone! Welcome, everybody, to I Just Threw My Phone, the competitive comedy podcast where we take three stories from the news, write three jokes about each story, and decide who's written the funniest jokes. My name is Jeremy Martinez.
My name is Ricardo Leon.
I'm Bob Tipton.
I'm Carly Kastner.
I'm Amanda Kerberg.
And I'm Vanessa Flores.
Vanessa Flores, our producer. Welcome to I Just Threw My Phone.
One, two, three jokes. Just in case you're now a first time. In case you're a first time listener and you think, oh, did I click the wrong button on my podcast?
Throw my phone?
No. You will soon. You probably did click the wrong button, but please listen it out anyway. Yeah. Welcome to the show.
Listen it out.
So listen, you guys. I'm really upset because
we're listening it out.
Listen. Listen to this. I was supposed to go to a concert tonight. It was
supposed to,
but listen to what happened. So there's an acapella group that's very popular on social media. They're called Voctive. Acapella is very, I don't even think they're together anymore.
Where in the world are they?
San Diego. Yeah, they retired in San Diego. Yeah. They finally found their wife, Carmen.
Collective wife.
Early college.
Gotta find her.
So this is a group who...
my turn this weekend.
This is a group who's famous, I think, for like covering a lot of Disney songs on social media, right up my alley.
And bad.
So coincidentally, I saw this group probably a year ago for the first time, and I was like, holy fuck. I know one of the guys in the group. So when I lived in Florida and I worked for Disney, I also did a community theater production. Mm-hmm. It was like a charity production for Equity Fights AIDS, and it was just a musical review.
Who won?
TBD. A different disease. Yeah.
Took
them
both out.
Magic Johnson won. So we are... Anyway, I'm watching this and I'm like, oh my God, that guy was in this show with me. He was like 18 at the time. He was so young. Yeah. I was only 19. Yeah. So we were all very, very young.
It was barely okay. Legal.
We didn't do anything other than put on a good show.
No one got to see it.
This is the happiest place on earth as far as I'm concerned.
Anyway, I hadn't talked to him since we had done this show together. And then I see him. I'm like, oh my God, he always was such a good singer, but like beyond now what I remember, like he's so talented and this group is fucking amazing. If you haven't checked them out, check them out. I was supposed to see them tonight and I was so excited, and I got a phone call yesterday saying that one of the members of the group is sick and they are canceling the concert.
Oh no, was it your asshole friend?
No, he's not an asshole.
Was it that guy you fucked?
Was he not able to fight AIDS?
Does he have equity or
why don't you guys just take round robin every word I've said today, just round robin it.
So, okay. It's like, all right, guys, we need a suggestion. Deadly disease. AIDS. All right, thank you.
So anyway, I'm
like, I thought you were going to go with the story and go like, and then I said, I'll do it.
Oh, God. He called me and he was like, hey, we need a backup. Yeah. Yeah. That would be amazing. But no, unfortunately, I was really looking forward to the concert, but they canceled it.
Isn't it a bunch of people and only one person got sick? Isn't that why
it's
you have a bunch of people?
Group. Like this There's show? Only like eight of them. So if one
you can't perform with seven?
That's why we have a bunch of people?
It's an acapella group.
Who's going to go bum, 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 bum.
No one. They canceled it.
Yeah.
So I'm really upset.
Now, does this person know that you were here, you were going to see the show, you were going to
probably not
them?
Because I didn't say it unless out. They looked at the no.
They don't. Nobody looks at an audience list.
That's what I'm saying. No, he doesn't.
Let's see if I know anybody in the.
No,
only credit cards or what do you think?
I haven't reached out. You know what? I should find him on Facebook and I should say like, hey, I don't know if you remember me.
But only five people bought tickets. Let's see their names.
You're right. I should reach out and I should say, like, I can't wait till you guys reschedule your concert. But
yeah, you should.
I don't know why I didn't think to, but I will. Really cute. Good idea. I will. I'll let you, you know what? I'll reach out and then next time we record, I'll let you know what happens.
Now, is he an original member of the group? Or
yes. Yes.
Okay. So he's a founding member of
the group. Yes, I think so.
Mm-hmm. What are they called again?
Voctive.
What does that mean?
I think octave is obviously a musical term, yeah. And then they just added a V.
Just isn't just, it vox is like Latin for voice?
Yeah, yeah. And vocal octave. Yeah.
They're just doing it to be provocative.
Yeah, it's a very provocative.
That was before. It was before they made it. It was pre-voctive.
They've recorded with the Kristen from Pentatonix before.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
no,
her.
They're like pretty big in the acapella world, you guys.
A world that I will never get into, but I appreciate the
Chaka Waka Flocka Daka.
You're doing it.
Yeah, well, it's not, I didn't say Muppets. I said
Smorgy-borgy. Smorgy-borgy.
Our new group, Vuppets. Check them out.
It's Muppets without the puppets.
Yeah.
The best part of Muppets.
We get rid of that pesky Muppet.
All of it's just
a bunch of dudes
table.
With hands. No. Puppets here.
Yeah. Have you guys ever watched the Muppets but wished it was less puppety?
Yeah. Wouldn't it be adorable if it was some like beatnik's hand up there? It's all hairy.
Muppets.
A lot more Muppety, if you will.
All right. Let's get into round one.
All right.
Speaking of Muppets. Speaking of Muppets. Noisy fish sex keeping Florida residents up all night with bass heavy groans.
Bass heavy.
Yeah, but colon scientist?
Scientist is the one who said that. That's how article headlines are written.
Noisy Harley. Fish sex.
This is basically the headline is noisy fish sex colon scientist.
According to a scientist.
Is what like the scientist
said
that.
We're getting rid of the scientist. But we're not reading it. I'm saying it out loud.
So take it up with
insane.
Y'all. Edward R. Murnau. Whatever his fucking name is.
Minnow. Murnau.
Unnerved residents of Tampa Bay, Florida are scrambling to explain mysterious rolling bass tones that vibrate their walls at night.
Bass tones. They're fish.
I said bass earlier and you said fuck
no,
off.
No, don't. Just ignore them.
You're out of the fuck. Yes.
You done bumped up.
Take your uncut fingernails and get out of here.
Go get a manicure, you son of a bitch. Anyway, the rolling bass bass tones that vibrate their walls at night and rob their kids of sleep. The rolling lance bass tones. Frantic theories have run the gamut from secret overnight operations at a nearby military base to a
military bass.
To a code-violating nightclub or even incoming alien squadrons. But James Lacoscio of the Marine Laboratory and Aquarium in Sarasota believes he knows the source of the...
I like to think he came in the room and he's like, I think I know what the issue is.
He believes he knows the source of the confounding racket. Frisky fish. He installed marine microphones in the area to confirm his theory that the din stems from mating noises emitted by aptly named black drum fish. He caught wind of the situation while completing his collegiate coursework and conducting experiments proving that the tones came from mass black drum mating events in local waters. The noises emitted by the black drum during
sounds
their...
like some dark arts shit.
Yeah, it sounds like a festival. The black drum mating...
festival?
Yeah. Sorry to cut you off.
The noises emitted by the black drum during the winter mating season can hit up to 165 water decibels. When produced in mass...
Water decibels?
Guys, remember I was like, just let me get through a sentence and then add in your stuff?
Yeah, we heard you.
Yeah.
Okay. When produced in mass, the sounds are conducted through the ground and become...
No, dude.
When produced in mass, bass, bass, beast, bulls, beast, the sounds are conducted through the crowd.
A cappella group can get started.
Let me finish this fucking sentence and then I'll shut up forever.
And then I'll be the annoying one.
Then conducted through the ground and become audible on land.
All right. Ooh, all right. Well, Bob Timmons, our most recent winner. Would you like to go first or last?
Bass Timmons.
I will go first. Sorry, bass. I went fishing this morning.
If you're not first, you're bass. No, fuck you.
She's out of you. She's out of you.
Clearly, I'm the problem.
Yeah. It's you. Hi, you're the problem. It's you.
Can't stop interrupting everybody. I went fishing this morning, and guess what I caught? Gonorrhea.
Here today, gonorrhea.
You up?
Sure.
I've been really trying, baby. Trying to hold back these flippers for so long. And if you feel that biological imperative like I feel that biological imperative, baby, then come on. Woo. Come on. Woo. Let's swim upstream and spawn. Let's stream up, swim upstream and spawn.
Right.
What was that middle lyric?
What's that? Bass.
What was the middle lyric that you said?
I don't know.
The biological imperative.
He got there. He got there.
Well, speaking of a cappella Disney songs.
Under the sea. Under the sea. Baby, it's better down where it's wetter. Take it from me. You got the moan, you got the moaning undergrounds. We got the sexy undertones. Horny for low notes beneath the robots. We got the sex waves under the shock waves. Fertilizations with solid vibrations under the sea.
What the fuck was that?
Did she take away from my joke?
Yeah, because I didn't understand what she was doing.
I'm in the
Damn it, Carly.
No.
Let him finish one joke.
Boo, 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 boo. I was doing a backup singing, guys. Oh, okay. Like a good Vuppet would do.
Good Vuppet.
Are there any good Vuppets? I don't know. A retired science teacher let me use her back porch for 3 months, said James Lacasio of the Sarasota Laboratory and Aquarium. Me too, said one horny fish.
I said, oh God, not oh cod. Honey, I would never cheat on you.
I said, oh God, while having sex with that other fish.
The black drum fish makes two wonderful sounds. One is a low frequency to attract a mate that even humans can hear. The other is an enticing sizzle in a frying pan that makes me say, yummy, yummy.
Is anyone else getting hot? Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Many fish are called by other names for marketing purposes, like you're not eating a Patagonian toothfish or eating a Chilean sea bass. Same goes for the black drumfish, which were originally called huge sluts.
Ooh, you know what I could really go for tonight?
Me too.
Fucking bottom feeding mud eel.
No, a huge slut.
Be sure your huge slut is cooked properly. Watch out for bones, little bones.
Bro, and then she just like lied there like a dead fish, which is so fucking hot. Smell my finger.
Oh, you didn't have to have that tag. We were already laughing.
I know, right?
We were already disgusted.
I was there. I saw what happened.
All right, Jeremy.
Yeah, one last one. Okay. Right. Even black drumfish are getting into the dulcet tones of Barry White. And that's on.
I didn't do a song.
That's Marvin Gaye. That's not Barry White.
So,
Marvin Gaye.
Okay.
My apologies. We were not done yet. Amanda Carberg, what did you think of that first
round? Oh my gosh, I loved that round.
Oh, all right.
So much. That was so good. Jeremy, we'll start with you. Your Under the Sea song, loved, gave that a 6. And then your impression and the sizzle and everything was so good, also got a 6.
Love that sizzle.
The Barry White, fine, gave it a 4. Okay, Bob, gonorrhea, that was great, gave it a 5. Me too.
Bob, your gonorrhea is wonderful.
Bob, your 5 is great.
As far as gonorrhea goes, It's up there.
Bob's going to put up a little sign on his storefront that says gonorrhea fishing.
That's nice. Good. That was really good. Carly.
One. 1 point for that, and one more point for my gorgeous backup vocals on Jeremy's.
About Carly, positive.
For gonorrhea.
For gonorrhea. Okay. And then the Me Too was also lovely, gave it a 5. And then the Huge Sluts I Loved gave that a 6.
Don't we all?
Know your audience.
Okay. Biological.
Can that be the little bits, please? Just that, like, moment where Ricky said, know your audience, and Amanda gave him daggers.
You don't want Rick's, like, childish hee-hee-hee?
Okay, biological imperative, Ricardo. I gave it a 6. Loved the song. The song was wonderful. Oh God, loved that. Gave it a 5. The Dead Fish, I was on board, and then it went wrong, so I gave it a 4. So we had a really stellar round one. Jeremy and Bob are tied with 16. Ricardo close behind with 15.
Oh, all right.
Great. Well, let's see if we can keep the good jokes coming in round two. Gifts children $100 bills and designer jewelry. Not only has the amount of money children receive for losing a tooth increased, but some parents are also leaving a gift under the pillow. The U.S. national average for a tooth fairy gift has risen from under $2 in 2001 to more than $6 in 2023. But some parents give even more extravagant gifts for their children. Mark Berhane, a former dentist who runs the AskTheDentist.com website, said that some children receive a cachet video game, sometimes an iPhone, which he puts down to parents competing with each other. One woman in the UK gave her daughter $75, a letter, a silver fairy necklace, and a Louis Vuitton bracelet. That's a lot of stuff for a little tooth.
That's ridiculous.
The girl's father bought the designer piece when their daughter was born, and she said it felt like the correct time to give the gift. That was her first baby tooth that she lost, and the process was uncomfortable for her. So we decided to give her the extra tooth fairy expense. She said, experience. Oh, sorry, I misspoke. Childhood goes by so fast, and we believe in charging every moment, celebrating milestones and creating long-lasting memories.
Memories.
He was just like a rich British guy.
Come here, child, feed off my memories.
Yeesh.
Smell my finger.
No.
Feed off my memories.
Charlie smelled my finger.
He smelled my finger, didn't he?
Weird.
Yeah.
All right, who's going first in this round? Rick?
Rick.
Oh, me. These parents should be saving that money for these children's futures when inevitably all of their teeth will fall out.
Because of the meth and stuff.
Meth. Pretty soon.
Sorry. <It's my new laughs>
store at the mall.
Meth and meth and such.
Have you seen this cute shirt that's missing part of it at Meth and Such?
Missing part of it?
I know it looks dirty, but I bought it.
Because they sell it in parts just to get more money. Pretty soon, kids will have to get gold caps and grills just so the Tooth Fairy can get a better trade-in value.
Well, son, if you really want that PS5, you're going to have to come up with your own money. What are you doing with those pliers?
Well, would you prefer the Tooth Fairy start using Indonesian child labor to cut costs like a certain fat man did in a red suit?
Huh.
Like if the Tooth Fairy only had elves, then it would cost less? But she's giving you money. Wait, what?
Okay, there's the little bits right
there. I don't know either.
I don't know either.
Wait, can you do that sentence and then edit in Amanda's look afterwards?
Yeah, I don't know what that was. Yeah. That's weird.
All right.
Make sure this next joke is okay.
Well, I'll go then. Yeah, that's right, parents. That's right. Parents are upping their Tooth Fairy game in an effort to compete with each other, trying to figure out how to get their kids back from the McKays down the street who give out king-size candy bars per tooth.
Things have certainly changed. When I was a kid, I'd put my tooth under my pillow, and I'd get 50 cents and a little bit of ash from the cigarette the Tooth Fairy was You could still do that back in those days.
Yeah, remember those days.
It's weird because the Tooth Fairy had gone out to buy another pack of cigarettes, and then she never returned, right?
Only when he lost
teeth. Not after my last tooth, no.
Yeah. The Tooth Fairy's never here when I need her. All right.
You're not my real Tooth Fairy.
Honey, I went to go out to replace Susie's tooth with a dollar, but all I got was a copy of the financial section telling me the value of teeth these days.
Inflation, the man.
Dentflation. Hey, just a heads up to you guys. Next episode, I'm going to have no teeth, but I will have the dopest bling and a new Nintendo Switch if you guys want to come over for Mario Party and applesauce.
Hey, guys, you want to play Mario Kart? That'd be so fun. I got applesauce.
That's so cool.
Call Willy Worth it. I got Sonic the Hedgehog too.
Sue? You should see these kids' Easter baskets. Fabergé eggs, a first edition copy of Velveteen Rabbit, and gold chocolate coins that are all gold and no chocolate. The kids absolutely hate it.
It's chocolate wrapped gold.
Yeah. Chocolate on the outside.
They're like, yeah, real chocolate at least.
Is that it?
That's all mine.
Okay. Well, Amanda Carabern, yeah. What did you think of round two?
It was pretty fun. I liked it. All right. So let's start.
Someone disagrees.
I gotta switch out my coffee for water. Can I do that real fast?
I love that movie. All right, Amanda, you can still judge while Carly is.
So, Ricardo. All the teeth fall out. I don't know what that was, but it was
eventually
great.
Eventually the Tooth Fairy comes for us all.
It was like a British teeth joke. So
no, that was your teeth fall out when you're old.
I thought it was your rap song. Wow. All the teeth fall out. All the teeth fall out.
Ah, keep, keep, keep. Oh, keep, 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 keep,
keep.
Oh, keep, 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 keep.
Okay, so I love that.
Oh, teeth, teeth, motherfucker.
Shut up, motherfucker.
I said molarfucker.
Oh, cool.
All right. Fair enough.
The song is okay now? As long as I said molar. Sorry, Amanda.
No, it was really cute. Okay.
Thank you.
All the teeth fell out. Gave that a 5. Loved it. Whatever was going on with your elves, I gave you a very generous 4. Yeah. The financial section of the newspaper was pretty cute. I gave that a 4.
You use a 4 so brazenly. You're just like, I it wasn't a good joke, but I thought I'd give you a point anyways. 4. I really thought that was really cute and clever. I gave you a 4.
Yeah, some of her 4s, you know.
So what's interesting is Bob used to complain about that, and you called him a little bitch, and now you're the complainer.
Well, because one of us is a little bitch.
Yeah, I wonder who it could be.
That's true. All right.
It's true what they say about little bitches.
Okay.
One of you is one.
It's a trick. One of us is a little bitch, and so is the other one.
Okay, Bob. We started out with the pliers, loved it, gave it a 5. The little bit of ash, loved it, gave it a 5. The gold chocolate coins, thought it was good, gave it a 4.
Oh.
God damn. All things being equal, as if the jokes are all the same level of quality, I give 2 of them a 5 and 1 of them a 4.
Sharp pains in my chest.
Okay. So, Jeremy, gold caps, loved it, gave it a 5. The big candy bars one was okay. I gave that a 4.
Fuck you, Amanda.
Guys, we're not putting up with this any longer.
No more 4s.
Just the same number for every joke, every single episode.
Okay. Okay, and then the Mario Party one was adorable. Gave that a 5. Okay. So for the round, Jeremy and Bob tied with 14. Ricardo close behind with 13. And going into round 3, Jeremy and Bob are still tied with 30. And Ricardo is a little bit behind with 28.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, all right. Close. It sounds like anyone can win. Ricky, don't get up. Just give up. Mm-hmm. Ricky, don't give up yet.
I'm giving up.
Okay, great.
I'm done.
Well, let's see if Bob or Jeremy wins in round 3.
If you have an extra joke, you can score 4 4-pointers.
That's true. If you do an extra joke, I give you points.
No, oh, actually, a joke less than I need.
Oh, no. You can't win that way.
Cancels 4,000 pie order at last minute, leaving small bakery out of thousands of dollars. say this name.
Oh, okay.
Elon Musk.
Bohangi Rasaterinera.
Okay.
Bohangi Rasaterinera.
That guy, who owns Giving Pies in San Jose, California, said the bakery got a last-minute order on Valentine's Day from the electric car company co-owned by Elon Musk. Mm. Tesla originally contacted her to make 2,000 mini pies for about $6,000. After multiple attempts to invoice the company and not hearing back, the company apologized for the delayed payment and asked to double the order to 4,000 pies. So I contacted my staff and they're like, yeah, we can work on Saturday, on Sunday, on Monday. We can get it done. No problem, she said. Rasaterinera said she and her staff got to work. However, after submitting a new invoice, she never received the payment. The next day, the Tesla representative canceled the order, telling the owner that it unfortunately sounds like we will be changing plans and will not be needing this order.
We spent too much money on our children's teeth.
We no longer need thousands of pies.
Our kids don't have teeth to chew them anymore. Rightfully frustrated and angry, she posted about her experience in an Instagram post. She said she turned down other catering gigs and purchased supplies to prepare. Tesla saw the post and reached out. They offered to find a way to still buy pies from her by catering for other events.
Mm.
There you have it.
Damn.
Why didn't they just buy the pies for the thing they bought the pies
for? Just all throw them at Elon for like a charity. Yeah.
Luckily, Elon Musk himself stepped up and personally gave the pie shop owner $10,000 for her troubles. Oh, then immediately bought the pie shop building and raised her rent threefold. God damn it. Yeah.
Elon. The pie shop is now called X.
Oh, it's just a pie shop. Yeah. Yeah.
That's better.
A race to the finish line.
Doesn't really have a name because it's too smart for a name.
Is that Elon Musk?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it my turn? Mm-hmm. $12,000 worth of pies. Tell you what. We'll give you an eighth of a Tesla Model S and we'll call it even.
This story has inspired my new film, Mini Piver the Self-Driver.
Mini Pie for the
Mini
Self-Driver.
Mini Piver. Her name's Mini Driver, but she's
why is Tesla.
Why didn't you do pieing Miss Daisy?
What?
Yeah,
why, makes why no any of those? Sense.
Oh, but Minnie Piver.
Minnie Piver. She's the star.
Why didn't
show?
You do No Time to Pie?
Why is Minnie
Live and Let Pie another day?
Pie another day.
Oh, Pie Another Day. A lot of well,
a good
actually.
James Bond.
Why didn't
pie
you
movies?
Do Pie Pie Birdie?
Why didn't the you life do Life of Pie?
Life of Pie. I don't understand why Minnie Driver was. Call, was
we don't have
summoned.
To dwell on it.
Okay. She's a piver.
It sounds like not just I had a well, good story. So,
well, I should have known they weren't gonna pay. I mean, how do you even make a peach pie with extra hubris?
I think you just need to keep editing Amanda's reactions. It's like a reality TV where they catch a reaction to something, but then they edit it into everything.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Go to another cut to Amanda's reaction. That was a test run of their administrative autopilot feature. Still working out the kinks, but Tesla predicts their AI will be able to organize catered company picnics by the end of 2026. Things are looking up.
I think the pie company is at fault here. Anyone dumb enough to make a deal with Elon Musk over anything at this point is a complete imbecile.
That's such a good point.
Is it a good 4 point?
No, it's a really terrible joke, so it's a 4 point.
Yeah, yeah, it's a bad four point.
It's a bad 4 point. Well, unfortunately for the pie shop, Tesla decided it would be cheaper to just buy Marie calendars. Not their pies. They bought Marie calendars for $2,500.
What?
One girl named Marie got $2,500. Oh.
The whole one girl company.
One girl named Marie got $2,500 for the calendars. They
bought Marie calendars.
They bought Marie calendars.
I got a date with Marie calendars.
I'm not sure what it is, but I got one.
Yeah. It's on one of my calendars.
He bought the whole Marie calendars company.
Yeah. Guys, we're not coming out of this without a scratch here.
Don't say we.
We.
I want to do, can I say that like this? They bought Marie calendars for $2,500.
It still sounds like you're saying that they bought one girl named Marie $2,500.
That's because you're stupid.
No, I don't think so.
Hey, be nice.
Bob, be nice.
I didn't name the company girl. Marie calendars.
Don't be mean to that stupid
don't
girl.
Don't be mean to that really amazing girl.
She is amazing.
Oh, Rick, thanks.
Wow, it's so, you're so easy. I was just calling you stupid.
I've forgotten about that already.
But you're great.
Thanks. Bob?
Bob?
Ah, yes. What did Tesla want with that many pies? Turns out Elon wanted to shoot them into space. That's right. Moon pie. What? A terrible joke by Elon Musk. Not Bob Timmons.
You know what? I liked that. Thank you. That I was the one I've liked.
Amanda, you have to give the points to Elon Musk. He's in it now.
High four.
Have we ever had Elon Musk get points on this show?
No.
I think it's time.
I think you're stupid again.
The pies were graciously repurchased by the Marx Brothers for an unknown event at the opera.
All right. I think that does it for the jokes in round three. Now, Amanda, we don't have to get into the gritty details of this.
No, let's do it.
We can just do like right to the point and then see who's the winner.
All right. Let's start with Ricardo. Somebody didn't like fours. So for his first joke, I gave him a 3.14159265.
That's so good.
Hey, I like it.
Like a high one, though.
Amanda,
give a pie joke, like Minnie Piver.
Give yourself a point for that. Really.
That's a good joke.
That was so good.
Elon Musk, I thought was fine.
Oh, really?
Give that a 4. And then I really liked the Marx Brothers reference, so I give that a 5. So he closed the round with 12.14 points.
I think 3.14159265358.
Okay, so the amount of numerical
numbers,
signs, symbols is who wins. So mine goes on for a long, long time.
By the number of decimal points?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or places after the decimal
point. All right. Or you're going to lose by like 0.34 infinity.
Don't worry. No, he's not. So, Jeremy, the $10,000 raise was pretty good. I gave it a 4. The hubris was pretty good. I gave it a 4. Marie calendars, I would just, you get to like 4. These were just kind of, you know, they were just like, okay.
Tough story.
Yeah. So you close around at 12. Bob, the 1/8 Tesla, it's another 4. Picnics, 4. Moon pies, loved, 5.
Oh, it makes it all better.
Okay. So Bob closed around with 13, which was enough to pull him into a very close lead against Jeremy. So Bob won the episode with 43 points.
Wow.
Jeremy close behind with 42. Ricardo with 40.14159263.
Wow.
Congratulations. Carly was 1.
I thought I had 2. One for the joke and one for the backup vocals.
You gave yourself the backup vocal point.
Amanda, just give it to me. I'm not going to win the episode anyway. I need it for my year in staff.
Yeah.
Wait, did Carly win?
Yeah.
No.
Congratulations, Carly.
Sorry,
on getting that
congratulations,
second.
Bob Pittman.
Congratulations,
who's
Bob.
Having the 2024 of his life.
Yeah. And if it weren't for the
only 2024s he's had, we're like,
just literally had a couple before one. And they were. Yeah.
They were yes. fours. This one's
a four.
These are 2024s.
And if not for the whims of a judge who takes some liberties, I would have been on like a 7 or 8 show win streak, something like that.
But it didn't happen. Yeah.
Or did it? Let's see how the editing goes.
I want a compendium of all your little winning shots. Just like.
Well, no, he doesn't do any of that. It'd be like, and then. And then. And then.
And then going, congratulations to me, Bob Timmons.
Yeah.
There was one recently where I literally was just like looking at somebody with disdain. But congratulations to me, Bob Timmons. Yeah, congratulations. Carly, do you have any burning questions?
Oh, yeah. I got a question for you. What would you rather? Live on Mars or die? Question. Yes. Okay. I want to take it back to the first story that we read about the fish sex. It's not going to be a
question. Well, when a fish loves another fish.
When a fish. So it's not about fish sex, but like the idea of, behind that research was.
It's not about fish sex, guys.
No, it's like people were hearing noises outside and they were trying to hypothesize like what could this noise
be?
But have it wasn't fish sex.
Have you guys ever been home and heard a noise outside? And if so, what did you think it was and what was it?
Fish sex.
Because this has happened to me and I can't remember if I've told this story, but I've had an experience where I was like, what the fuck is that noise outside?
Yeah.
Okay. And then when you figure out the noise, it's not so bad, I guess, but.
And that's a story?
I can tell you the story, but I thought maybe I'd offer it up to one of you guys first.
I mean, maybe
people can think while you tell
you. It was an owl, and then it was an owl.
So Ricky is saying maybe you could tell us a story while you think, but I used to do that, and Ricky would say, are you just asking this question so you can tell your story?
Well, they're both kind of true. So the answer is right, yes.
That's I'm not going to ask you a question if I can't even think of my own version of it. So anyway, listen, while I tell the story,
totally
you think
fine. No, it's fine.
Oh, you have one.
Well, I mean, story is a strong word, but like I've never had that experience where like something outside is happening. But because my son has so much shit, there's always something falling in the house. So if it's like late at night, all of a sudden there's a crash.
Yeah.
And it's just one of his goddamn toys just like falling off of something. Yeah. No, the poltergeists are all right. But like it's just nonstop because it's just so much shit. Just so much shit.
I would say, you know, we have like Ring cameras, so we have the neighborhood app, right?
Brighter.
I mean, every other night, fireworks or gunshots?
Yeah, like, it's always
fireworks
that.
Or gunshots. Bing! Fireworks or gunshots?
Yeah. America's favorite game show.
Fireworks or gunshots, but it's always fireworks.
It's always gunshots.
I live in South Phoenix. It's always gunshots.
Well, I live in Gilbert and it's always fireworks.
Yeah.
That's
the distinction.
Yeah, we're trying to shoot down your fireworks.
We're trying to celebrate every day.
In Ahwatukee, it's maybe 50-50 now.
Yeah. So when I lived in South Scottsdale, which
are you just doing this question so you can tell your answer?
No, I thought of this question because I think we've all experienced something like that, but also I have an experience. So when I lived in South Scottsdale, which is also maybe a 50-50 fireworks or gunshot area, I was living with two other roommates. So we had a little bit of a larger house and they were both out of town. So I was in the house by myself. It was my first time being in this house by myself. And it's very late at night. It's after midnight. And I'm in my room trying to go to bed. And all of a sudden I hear this coming from like my ventilation system. It's like, and I was like, what the fuck is that noise? And I'm freaking out. So I called my friend who lives down the street and I was like, I'm really scared. Can you please come over here? Like, I'm really scared. And he's like, call the cops. And I was like,
he's like, I'm already here. I'm in your bed.
I'm fucking a fish in your rent.
I thought, I don't know why my first instinct wasn't to call the police, but it sounded more ghostly than anything.
What are they going to do?
Call the Ghostbusters.
My friend Slimer, yeah. He lived down the street.
He was like, who are you going to call? And I was like, you. I called you. So, end
Peter
of film.
Venkman, yeah. My best friend.
I think that one of the reasons why I was really freaked out is because from our bathroom, the air vent was in such a way that, like, if someone was outside talking, you could actually hear what they were saying.
Oh,
okay. So it, I
acoustics,
was,
right?
Yes, I was worried that someone was in my backyard, like a drunk person or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I call the police. Meanwhile, I'm still hearing this like really creepy, like moaning, not non-sexual moaning.
Did not turn me on at all.
Oh wait, this is non-sexual.
So I call the police. And I see the police pull up because I had a window to the front, and I see the car. I see the police pull up and they're shining their flashlight all over the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And then eventually the police come knock on my door and I open the door. I was like, did you figure out what's going on? They're like, yes, we know exactly what happened. Your neighbor across the street is extremely intoxicated and is laying in his front lawn crying.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's what it was. And she's like, we helped him get inside his house, but that's what it was. And I was, I felt safer after that.
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, just a man drunk off his ass.
Crying in his front lawn.
Sure. Wow.
And she was like, honestly, it was so dark and he was so in his lawn. She said, even we couldn't find him. She said it freaked us out.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It took us a minute to find
him.
Yeah.
Wow.
Even the police officer was like,
crazy.
It freaked me out too.
You see why people, what happens when you're in an affluent neighborhood?
Yeah. This wasn't an affluent neighborhood,
Scottsdale,
by the way. South
still,
Scottsdale.
Still.
Yeah. Bro. It's Scottsdale. Still.
And the police were like, yeah, we were freaked out. We almost called your friend too. What we should do.
Yes.
The other one is that I think everyone's probably heard a cat in heat that
is, oh my God,
so disturbing. It sounds like a baby is being murdered.
Yeah.
What does that sound like?
So what was it? It was a cat in heat when you went out? Oh, yeah.
It was like
yeah, that's actually spot on.
Yeah, that's really good. That was Ricky.
He studies a lot.
That's Ricky crying in his front lawn.
You know how like you know how producers will take samples of things and make it sound like completely different? And you know that song that goes, yeah. I think that Benny was just Cats in Heat. That's not Benny and the Jets.
Yes, it is.
I remember
Crocodile
when
Rock.
I'm stupid.
Yeah, which a song you've parodied on the show.
I know.
Like
that
times.
Song has been on the show a lot.
All right.
We want to thank you for... Please.
I had actually two because one, I could hear... We had a mouse and I could hear it in the house. And
like this?
Yeah, it was just like you'd hear something move and then the dogs like would like perk up like, what the fuck was that? I'm like, right? Like... That's kind of weird. And then so we actually, Jeremiah helped catch it, which was awesome because I was like, this, it was driving me nuts. And it's like, I don't feel like the house that we live in is like haunted or anything, but the house I grew up in was. So everything was always a ghost. But the other one was when I was younger at my original house, I was hearing like a clicking sound. Like a tapping sound. And I was like, was that like a clock or something? And my family and I were watching movies. And then I would like, it would stop for a while. And then it would come back and I would hear like this tapping sound. And I was like, what the fuck is that? Well, I didn't say fuck because I wasn't that old enough yet. And then I would shake my head and go away. Well, this went on for a while. And then I go, oh my God, there's something in my ear. And I'm freaking out. And I'm like, Mom, Mother, she's like, what? What's going on? I'm like, there's something in my ear. There's something in my ear.
No.
And so she takes, I'm like losing my mind. She takes me to the bathroom. She pours water in my ear and I could hear like, No, theater. No. She takes her long fingernails and pulls out a beetle that was in my
ear. Shut up.
No. Oh, no. Carly's got a beetle in her ear.
No. That's so horrible.
And I slept with cotton balls in my ears for months.
That's so scary.
I'm
going to
puke. That's horrifying.
It was awful. It was like, I cannot stand, like, well... Actually, I have beetles at home, like dead ones and stains, but like live ones, I'm like,
That's so scary. That happened to, it wasn't Livingston. Oh, who, Livingston and, but like one of the explorers, right?
He Dr. got, Livingston, he had a
beetle.
I presume.
Yeah. Maybe the one who said that. He got a beetle in his ear and he took like an ice pick or something and just like, bam, and like killed it, but didn't get it out. It was just like, in his ear.
But then I need therapy. I need
when
therapy
When he would
now.
Sneeze, it would be like,
Stop, please stop. Yeah. Sorry.
If that ever happens, all you have to do is plug your nose in the other ear and then just blow. And it should shoot right out.
It was awful.
I've had a beetle in my ear and it went, love me do. You know
what
I
was
love
your
you.
Second story?
Well, the second one was the mouse.
The mouse.
Like,
oh,
just I'm sorry. Like hearing the mouse.
And being
like,
I've already forgotten everything before the beetle story.
Yeah. You know how like when you watch a scary movie at night and you almost need like a palate cleanser to watch something calm so you can sleep?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm sorry.
I need it.
That's, oh my gosh.
So sorry. So Vanessa, that's story. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
How did that happen to a person and then they're normal after?
I'm not. I'm in therapy.
That is so horrifying. Oh my God, Vanessa.
She acts out in weird ways.
Getting engaged.
Yeah. If you need a palate cleanser, I might recommend joining our Patreon and getting access to some of our previous episodes. Only the recent 25 are posted for free on YouTube, but just $3 a month, you can join the Patreon, get access to older episodes like episode 262.
262? I love episode 262.
Do you guys remember? It was called Lemon Fresh Stench, and it was the first episode to include Amanda Kerberg as our guest.
It was. She was just a guest back then.
I was just a guest. Yeah. I was guest on Zoom, and I was terrified.
Yeah.
You were nervous, yeah.
I'll tell you were great.
It was before she despised us.
Yeah. It was the stories were about a tragic school bus, a wedding miss cake, and a Utah porn ban. So check it out. Cleanse that palate.
Now, Amanda, did you write jokes for that episode, or did you judge that episode?
No, I wrote jokes. I must have judged the one after it, but... Or maybe, no, maybe I didn't. Mm. Maybe I just came on and, no, I think I left after. I just came on and wrote
a joke. Pass it around back and forth in your mind for a little while.
Yeah.
But yeah, I wrote jokes and I won. And Aaron Kraft was the judge.
Spoiler.
Yeah.
Still funny to listen to.
Even with the spoiler.
Robert's going to bleep it out. It's going to be bleep one.
And I beep.
Oh, I can't believe she said that.
Actually, you should do that. Then maybe they'll be too excited to listen. I gotta get
too excited to listen.
Can't wait to hear that episode where she shits herself. I'm too excited to listen to that.
All right, well,
my head will explode.
Do with that what you will. Thank you for listening and watching, and you have been.
I'm Jeremy Martinez.
Ricardo Leon.
Bob Timmons.
Carly Kastner.
Amanda Kerberg.
And I'm Vanessa Flores.
This has been another episode of 1, 2, 3.
Throw
Jump.
My phone!
I was trying to remember what it was.